The bottom line is that Canadians have to understand that what they're being sold in the media right now with respect to this Copenhagen Agreement is the idea that a world government is a good thing and it's the only way to solve our global problems. The problem is that the world government, in the control of the same hands of the people who've been running and influencing the world so far, would be nothing but disastrous. These are people who've enslaved the third world, who have a billion people on the verge of starvation, 3 billion living on less than $2 a day, and so on. So Canadians need to understand the ramifications of a world government, the loss of sovereignty, the inability for us to control our own resources and our own destinies, and we have to resist this.